Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Lady Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily, and when you are done, rebroadcast it to all on your contact. Let what is blessing you bless the people connected to you. Welcome also to Wednesday, the 19th in March, 2025. As usual, open your hand for prayers and be responding with amen. I receive it. The power of God will be strong on you. The glory of God will rewrite your story. You will not fail. Everywhere you go, you will receive God's mercy. Power of God will be waiting for you. Someone listening to me today has made some mistakes, fundamental mistakes in life that is negatively affecting you, maybe recently or before. You are guilty as charged on a particular incident. God's mercy will be your advocate. Grace and favor will plead your case. You will be forgiven. You shall be discharged and acquitted. Your mistakes shall be turned around for your miracles. Say amen, I receive it. I have an urge in my spirit today to pray for sons and daughters age 16 to 30 connected to this platform. The Gen Z generation, as they call them. There's an invasion of satanic influence on today's youth through the social media, dysfunctional marriages, society wrong influence, get-rich-quick syndrome, immorality, violence, stubbornness, ungodliness everywhere, and all kinds of evil practices that has invaded the life of the youth. Not all of them do, but a great number of them. All kinds of strange behaviors. All young people within the age bracket mentioned, lay your hand on your heart. I want to pray for you. Parents can stand in the gap for their children. If you have their photographs or any of their items at home, raise it as a point of contact. God shall protect you from all evil vices. His divine presence will be on you. You shall not stray away. Evil forces discouraging, distracting, derailing, and destroying the young ones these days shall not come near you. They will have no power over you. And if there is anyone already affected, I pronounce your deliverance in Jesus' name. You shall grow up like a tender plant. You shall grow to fulfill God's purpose for your life. All young people, you will succeed maximally to make your parents proud, to make your nations proud, and to make the God's kingdom proud in Jesus' name. God will send mentors, helpers along your ways that will add value to your life. You will not suffer what your parents suffered. Your parents will not bury you. You shall live a great life at a good old age and leave a rich legacy behind in Jesus' name. Wow. All young people, please anoint yourself and prophesy more to your lives. Parents, anoint your children either physically or through their photographs or their items at home. This prayer will work for them. Right? March 19th celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. God shall give you a special birthday gift and send good people to bless you with precious gift for your birthday. Raise your phone for your birthday alert upon alert. You shall receive alert upon alert. Good money shall be paid to your account to celebrate your birthday for you. Happy birthday. Right? Let's receive knowledge and understanding through teachings. First issue today. Good morning, sir. I have a friend who is married with children, but the marriage has been turbulent and life-threatening. She is considering returning her dowry since the church and parents were unable to settle the issue for them. Is she right to return back the dowry since over 10 years, no change? Wow, marital problems everywhere. What can I say now? My listeners, marriage is a sacred institution of God that must not be mismanaged without their consequences, both here on earth and before God in heaven. God hates divorce, but you said it has been turbulent and life-threatening. That's very disturbing, because once life is lost, it cannot be recalled back. So, the main issue is not returning of the dowry, it is what happens to the children and what happened to their testimonies as Christians, if they are Christians at all. This is a consequence of mismatch. Let all singles listening learn from cases like this. Do not marry a wrong person. Marry your friend. Marry a God-loving and fearing partner. Marry a person with good character that shares your value. Well, if her life is in danger, I advise a temporary separation. Maybe the two of them will learn from each other's absence and appreciate each other better. Let not the parents or the church give up on them. With warfare prayers, God can give both of them a change of heart. Well, the whole of this place is full of marriage issues. Hear this one again. Very urgent, sir. I and my wife are always on the altar praying together. But she committed adultery with a man more than once late last year. Someone she took as her guidance and customer. She gave the information about it when I told her what the Holy Ghost said to me about their affairs. Daddy, I am scared. I never could imagine that a daughter of Zion could do that. I am dying. I have told her many times to go and marry her lover, that I'm ready to release her. Help me, sir. The man in question is a signatory to the church account in his. He mentioned the church name, but will not mention any church name on air. Wow. Did you hear this? What can we say to this one again? You call her daughter of Zion. She's not. Praying together with you on the altar does not make anyone a true child of God if he has not experienced new birth, which is salvation experience, a change and a transformed life. That is where to start from. Arrange for a counseling session for her with a genuine servant of God, preferably a woman like her, that can lead her to experience genuine salvation followed by discipleship. Then, this signatory of a man to a church at hand must be a respectable person in that church. If your allegation is true and you have facts, especially if your wife is ready to do this and recant it before the church leaders, then report this man to the board and the council of the church. Such a man is not fit to occupy that enviable position in that church. That we no doubt caution him to leave your wife alone. Let's tackle it from these two angles. May God have mercy. Listeners, let's have your contributions on this matter if it is different from my counsel. Next, good day, Daddy. I pray to God in a particular church, and I promise that if God answers my prayers, I will buy something for the church. But the founder of the church died, and the church closed down because there was no leader or head to continue the church. Can I fulfill my promise to God in another church or still go and drop it as promised in the church even though it has closed down? Wow, there is a lesson to learn from here to all pastors on this incident. How can a church founder died and the church also died with him? Shut down. It shouldn't be. Let pastors stop running a one-man church. Church should be built on Christ, not on the founder. A good church must have leadership structure and be properly organized, even to have a succession plan. That's a big lesson for everyone to learn. Then I advise you to fulfill your promise or your vow to God in another church. Pray, God will direct you where to drop it. Listeners, we'll continue from here tomorrow. Hope we are getting one or two lessons as we share all these very critical issues every day. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contact every day. Today is the Prayer Mountain service in Abuja Center. Same venue, same time. Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp. After the fish market, time is 12 to 2 p.m. Please be there. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain in our Ikeja Lagos Center, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo and Port Harcourt centers. Two services will run concurrently in all the centers mentioned. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Don't miss the Prayer Mountain service today in Abuja and tomorrow in all the centers we mentioned. Have you received the short video clip on the preparation for palliative distribution for the poor and the needy? Let me have your remark. Send a chat with your remark, your counsel, and if there are advice you want to give for future palliative distribution to +234 809 789 4000. It will get to me. We are starting the distribution from Ibadan Center. Arrangement is through ticketing system to remove overcrowding and stampede. So this Saturday, March 22, is the collection of tickets at Dominion City, Adulaju bus stop in Ibadan, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Five categories of needy people will qualify for the palliative. One is the widow and the widowers that are unable to feed and fend for themselves. Number two, the aged that are hungry and suffering from age 70 and above. Three are the orphans that cannot care for themselves. Four, indigent students that are suffering and hungry. Students must come with their ID card for identification. Number five, the physically challenged people that are suffering and are hungry. Arrangement on Saturday is ticketing. Ticket desk, five different ticket desks will be provided. Officials will direct each one to their desk. Enough security will be on ground to maintain decorum. I will also be there to personally supervise it to make it transparent and credible. We don't want rowdiness or stampede. Ticket collection is this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Dominion City. Food items distribution will be next week, Friday, March 28, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Dominion City. Only persons with tickets will be allowed to collect food items on Friday, March 28. If you don't have the ticket, don't come near. When we are done with Ibadan, I will announce the arrangement for the other centers. The video clips of the distribution and ticketing will also be sent to you. So TPGF members worldwide can see what God is using you for. TPGF, thank you for your benevolence. God will bless you. Oh, yes, God will bless the committee. They have worked so hard. I did not know it could be this intense, but they were up to the task. God bless you. Today is a good day to transmit your tithe, your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and the 333 seed we are sowing this month. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. I prophesy to everyone's life, be blessed. God will keep lifting you, keep blessing you. You will excel and do well in all you do. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Have a great day.